For Jesus, and be comfortably seated. I want to say Happy New Month to every one of us. Please, you can stretch your hand to your neighbors, your right hand to your left, and say Happy New Month, Happy New Month, Happy New Month. It shall be your month indeed, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. As we have, praise the Lord. I want to welcome every one of us to this first day of our spiritual week of emphasis for the month of October. And I pray that the God you have come to camp with will visit you in an unusual dimension, starting from tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's be reminded that the prophetic theme for the month of October is "My dependable destiny helper is here." Can we echo it together? My dependable destiny helper is here. And the teaching series we'll be looking at in our midweek services is captioned "Engaging the Help of the Holy Spirit for a Flourishing Life." Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. See, the level of our spiritual understanding determines the level of our redemptive rights that we enjoy. The level of our spiritual understanding. The kingdom of God runs on knowledge. The kingdom of God runs on knowledge. And the level of our spiritual understanding determines the level of the redemptive rights that we enjoy. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 13, if you look at verse 14 and 15 that we always read, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was appointed from him, that lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward." Then verse 15 says, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." So our understanding is our spiritual eyes. Our understanding of a spiritual pain is seeing that pain from the spiritual perspective. And it is as far as you can see. That is what you will get. If you cannot see it, even if you have it, you can't get it because you can't claim it. But as far as your eyes can see, that is why in this kingdom, spiritual understanding is an asset, is key. Is key, is very, very important to how much, you know, how much Christ-likeness that we live. I pray for you again that our spiritual understanding will come alive starting from tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea 4, 6, it said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." These are God's people. These are the people that have been redeemed. These are the people that have been purchased by the blood of Christ. But they were still destroyed. Why? Because they lack spiritual, they lack the understanding of their rights. They don't know, they lack the understanding of who they are by redemption, of what their redemption is worth. I pray for you tonight that our understanding shall come alive starting from now in the name of Jesus. But spiritual understanding does not jump at people. There is nobody that is gifted in understanding spiritual things. Nobody is gifted. If you go to school and you won't read your books, you won't know anything. Even if you go to the best school. Hello? I'm going to the best school in Canada. My school fees is $1 million per term. And you won't read. You won't know anything. The same thing. Spiritual understanding does not jump at people. We seek for it. We run after it. You hear Papa tell us that he has read all the books that Kenneth Hagin wrote. That he's looking for something. And we can see the manifestation in his life. Praise the Lord. I pray that God will help every one of us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 8:32, John chapter 8, verse 2. 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall... So if you don't know the truth, you are not free. If you don't know the truth, if you don't know what you are supposed to know, you will be around freedom. What is supposed to free you is around you. But because you don't know, you will still be in bondage. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus. So God will not look for knowledge for us. It is our responsibility as children of God to look for knowledge, to read our Bibles, to read books that will help nourish our spiritual understanding, to listen to messages, again and again, to read our Bible over and over and over. Praise the Lord. So God will not look for knowledge. He has given us that responsibility. And one thing about the knowledge of the kingdom is that it is always progressive. Hello? You can't use last year's light to run the race of this year. No. You need fresh light. Even in the kingdom of darkness, they are advancing. They don't use the tactics of last year to run the race of a new year. So as children of God, knowledge is progressive. Knowledge, there are new revelations on a daily basis. There are new light. The word of God, can you imagine? People have been preaching this word of God for so many years, and they have not exhausted it because there are new things coming from it. It's the living word. So we need to go after knowledge on a daily basis and seek to be better on a daily basis. Deepen our spiritual understanding, because that is the key to our triumphant life. I pray for you that you will live triumphantly in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, Habakkuk 2 and verse 14, describing the word of God. It said, for the heart shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. So it's abundant. It is so much. It's massive. We can't quantify it. He said, for the heart shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the, as the waters cover the sea. Nobody can measure the amount of water in the sea. So is the knowledge of the word of God. It's too much. The little that you think you know, somebody else is looking at it from another perspective. So we should always look for knowledge. And one thing about the word of God is this: there are so many things you can't get on your own, no matter how much. And there are so many things you won't get at that time. There are things that will come at you after 3 months. That's because the Holy Spirit just brought the light to you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Philippians 3 and verse 10, it says, that I may know him and the power of him. This was Paul speaking. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And he still said, that I may know him. What else? What else is remaining for Paul to know about God? Hello? But he knew that he did not know enough. Because we can't know God enough. The word of God is deep. God is so deep, is so massive, is so endless that nobody can unravel him. We will just know a bit. We'll know a bit. So we need to keep digging, looking for knowledge, looking for spiritual understanding on the word of God so that we can enjoy a well-rounded Christian life. Do you know that somebody can be healthy? A Christian, he doesn't fall sick, and he can be poor. He knows the God that heals. He knows the God that is a healer. He doesn't know the God that is a provider. So we must have a well-rounded knowledge. Somebody can be protected, that he doesn't have accident, no attack, no, and he can be sickly. He knows the God that protects, but he doesn't know the God that heals. So we must have a well-rounded knowledge. of God, of through His Word, so that we can live a robust Christian life. I pray that every one of us will live a well-rounded Christian life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, Apostle Paul speaking in Ephesians chapter 3, if you look on verse 1 to 5, Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 5, because the knowledge of the Word, it keeps coming out new things. He said, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Verse 2, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote aforetime in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now, revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. So in the next few years, there will be new revelations. Hello? In the ages past, there were revelations that they had that time. That in this age, it has become old school. That is how things change. And it's still from the Word of God. It's not that they invented a new Bible. Nobody reviewed this Bible. It's still the same Word of God, but new things kept coming out. New things, because God kept revealing himself, kept showing up from time to time. Praise the Lord. So if our knowledge of God is limited, our expectation of him will also be limited. Because you can't expect, if your phone, you know, some of us have powerful phones that can even print, that can do the work, that can build a website. Hello? But if you don't know how to use it, your expectation of it will just be, oh, let me just call, let me make calls, let me send text messages. But that phone in your hand is a shop. It's a shopping mall. You can build a shopping mall on that phone. And people will be accessing it from different parts of the world. But because you don't know how to, your knowledge of how vast, how powerful the phone is limited. So expectation from it is also limited. Definitely your experience of it will also be limited. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, if you look at verse 1 to 3, Galatians 4. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be the Lord of all. Hello? As children of God, as long as we do, because it's knowledge that makes us different. If we don't know what we are supposed to know, we'll be ignorant of it. We'll be a child. We will be a child. Somebody that knows more will be telling us what to do. And it's not about how long I've been born again. I've been born again 50 years. I've been in the church 100 years. And your life does not reflect it. That is not what it's about. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Now, for instance, what most believers know about the Holy Ghost is only power. Power. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of power. It's the spirit. Is this as if the Holy Spirit does not do anything else? It's just the spirit of power. You see, speak in tongues, the enemy will come and depress your life. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Acts 1:8 that, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in when I was in primary school, what do they call primary school here? That was when they taught us this scripture. So, and the only thing they told us that time was the Holy Spirit was power. It's just power. Just call down fire. Praise the Lord. But that is only one of the seven spirits of God that rested upon Christ, which includes the Spirit of the Lord, which is the power, the Spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, as we can see in Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. He said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of the Lord, which is power, shall rest upon him. the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 7. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 7. The Bible says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. So this is why the Holy Ghost is referred to as the Spirit of grace. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of grace. And that is the source of our multifaceted engracement that enables every believer to fulfill their glorious destiny in Christ. If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29, Hebrews 10, verse 29, the Holy Spirit was referred to as the Spirit of grace. He said, and adorned despite unto the Spirit of grace. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Every one of us, we are what we are by the grace of God. And I was saying in the morning that the grace means help, unmerited help. Unmerited help, which is made available by the Holy Spirit. And the level we have today is as a result of the help we got in the past. If we get better help, our lives will be better. And I see our lives getting better, even starting from now in the name of Jesus. Our lives will keep getting better by the day in the name of Jesus. So if the Holy Spirit is this powerful, how can we engage his help for our flourishing? How do we engage the help of the Holy Spirit so that we can flourish? Don't forget the title, that engage the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. How can we engage the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life? Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers our spiritual understanding. You can read from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation. If the Holy Spirit does not open your eyes, you will just read stories. You will read stories. There are people, I've met people telling me that they have, this is this eighth time I'm reading Bible from Genesis to Revelation. They will intimidate you with those things. Me, I've not finished Bible once. I've been trying to finish, but I've not. They have read Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but their life does not show it. Their life does not show it. There are some people, they can quote scriptures, which is good. But how much of this knowledge, how much spiritual understanding do they have? You see the way they manifest. The Bible says in Matthew 13 and verse 23. Matthew 13, 23 said, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. Now, if you look at the parable of the seed sower, you will discover that the only variance, because the seed were sown at different places, but the only variance is the level of the understanding. It's the level of understanding that determines the level of result. Two people can be in a church. They enter, they join, they became born again on the same day. They enter the church on the same day. They are listening to the same messages at the same time. But their lives will be producing different results. Why is that so? Because of the level of their understanding. Because of the level of their understanding. It's the level of their understanding. I pray that God will engrace and enhance our understanding through this month and beyond in the name of Jesus. So, it takes the adequate spiritual understanding to live a life of impact. It takes adequate spiritual understanding. If you are just a Bible believer without depth, the devil also knows. The devil knows. He will throw th- things, circumstances around you that you easily fall for. Because you are not deep. You are feather, you are lightweight. You know, in boxing, they have different categories. They are heavyweight champions. They are featherweight, they are lightweight. But if you are heavyweight, the devil also knows. And he knows what, he knows this place, don't go there. Because if I, there is nothing I can do, that this guy will fall. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, it said, for this cause we also, since the day we had it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding is what makes a giant of a believer. Is the difference maker in the lives of believers. Is the difference maker in the, and that spiritual understanding is not by skill, it's by the engagement of the Holy Spirit. It's by the help of the Holy Spirit. It's by the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't, you know, if you have like 50 pupils in a class, you teach them the same thing, the same teacher teaching them the same, and by the time the semester, the term ends and they conduct exam for them, you see different results. One of them will come first, one of them will come last. Why? Is the teacher partial? Is the level of their understanding. And the same way, is the Holy Spirit is the one that enhances our understanding so that we can live an impactful life. Ephesians 1, verse 17 and 18. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. The Bible says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So it is not by effort. It is not by skill. It is not by, oh, I can speak English or I understand English. No, we can't use intellect to interpret the Bible. It is deeper than that. It is much deeper than that. That you're using your PhD brain to interpret. No. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the author of the word, and the Bible says he is a teacher. He teaches. Praise the Lord. He said, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18 said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Number two, we are looking at how to engage the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. Number two, the Holy Ghost helps us to access revelation of the word. To access revelation from the word of God. And don't forget that revelation is seeing what the word is saying. Seeing what the word of God is saying. Seeing what the word of God is seeing the pictures of your future from the scriptures. That is revelation. That God is, you are reading the Bible and you are seeing yourself as if it's written concerning you. You are seeing a picture of your future from the scripture. That is revelation. That at that point, the word has come alive. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps us. And when the word of God comes alive in you, nobody doubts what it is. Nobody. You can doubt what you heard, but you can never doubt what you see. I saw myself from the light of the word. I saw myself from the light of the word. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in John 14 and verse 26. John 14, 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He's a teacher. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So he teaches. He's our teacher. He's the one that enhances our understanding. There are so many scriptures that will just come back at me and say, ah! So this is what the word of God is saying here. And he knows how to connect scriptures with scriptures. That this is interpretation of this from the word of God. This is interpretation of this from the word of God. Praise the Lord. So it's good to have a sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit. This month, I want us to be focused and engage the help of the Holy Spirit for our profiting, because that is our helper. And that is one of the things that he's supposed to do for us. Not just for us to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is just like admission identity that you have been baptized. But there is much more that the Holy Spirit carries for us than just speaking in tongues. Well, after speaking in tongues, what have you now learned? Praise the Lord. You have gone to some prayer feed and see people speak in tongues. You will say, have I been speaking in tongues all this while? They will construct sentences with speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you look at verse 10 to 13, 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 13, it says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. But this. So it is God, the Holy Spirit, that reveals things to us from the word of God. And that is how we know our rights. That is why we know the things that have been freely given unto us. See, you can be in a good church if you don't get the help of the Holy Spirit and your heart is not open. You will not take the advantage of that good church. Others will be saying, praise the Lord. I remember when we were in school, we'll get some preachers that will come to the fellowship and come and preach. As they are preaching, you hear some people say, what? They will exclaim, ah! You ask, what did the preacher say? I did not hear. And she just shouted a word. Rema. What did she say? I did not hear. Praise the Lord. So there are so many believers like that. That they are just in church with the body. Their spirits are not connected. And they don't, you will now be saying, and that sister has been in church for 50 years, nothing has changed in her life. Because she's not hearing. She's not hearing. Praise the Lord. The Bible, if you don't hear, you won't know what you have been, what your rights are. Now, he said, now, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. It is the Holy Spirit that will reveal to you that you have this thing, you have this thing, you have this. Don't beg God for this. You have them already. They are part of your redemptive package. But when you don't know, you just be begging, God, give me, please, give me this, give me. God, look at this boy, grow up. The Bible is there, open your eyes. Praise the Lord. Number three, we are looking at how to engage the help of the Holy Spirit for a flourishing life. Now, number three, the level of our spiritual understanding determines the level of the glory we will command. The level of our spiritual, if you want higher level of results, then step up spiritually. Enhance the level of your spiritual understanding. Enhance the level of your spirit. And how do you do that? By engaging the help of the Holy Spirit more. It's there. It's waiting for you to call him to assist. Holy Spirit, I'm reading my Bible this morning. Open my eyes. And as you are reading, you are seeing things. But because you are just reading the Bible as a literature textbook or a chemistry textbook, you will just see formula. You will see stories. I didn't know Paul is that wicked. How would Paul do that kind of thing? That's what you will see. You won't see the revelations behind the activities of Paul. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in that Matthew 13:23 that we read, it said, but he that received the seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. So can you see the markers? He hears and understands. There are people that hear, they don't understand. There are people that hear and don't understand. But he said, he that heareth the word and some people will come to church, they will be pressing phone. The things pertaining to their destiny is about to be revealed. They are busy pressing phone. you are praising for. Praise the Lord. I'm not spoken about anybody. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. Because you don't know when that light will come. That light, God is just about to release the light that will shatter every form of darkness around your life. You don't know. Just 1 hour, 30 minutes, your phone. We were living without phones before. Eh? And now you shout Rema because everybody else is shouting. And they will ask, what did you hear? I shouted too. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Bible says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of... See, this is the mirror. The Word of God is a mirror. And what He reveals to us is who we will be, not who we are. You know, the physical mirror will show to us who we are now. But the Word of God shows to us who we will be. So it takes our spiritual understanding to see who we will be. Papa will say, even when he didn't have a bank account, that he knew that he cannot be poor. How did he know? How did he know? Are you getting it? The Bible said, he said, Jesus Christ became poor so that us, through his poverty, can become rich. Praise the Lord. Number four, we are looking at how to engage the help of the Holy Spirit so that we can live a flourishing Christian life. Spiritual understanding is likened to light. And when light comes, darkness must run away. Light doesn't need to ask darkness to run. Once you switch on the switch of the light in your room, darkness disappears. That is how powerless darkness is. That is how powerless darkness is. But because we don't carry enough light. That's because we don't carry enough light. That is why darkness is having its way around us. And I say from tonight, that and then comes to the activity of darkness around our lives in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3, Isaiah 60, let's just read verse 1. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. You will not rise and shine if you don't have light. Hello. You can see that I say arise, shine. Because why? Your light is come. If you don't have light, you can't rise and shine. Even if you rise in darkness, you will fall down. Nobody walks around it. You will fall down. Praise the Lord.
John 1:5.
The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot stop it.
The darkness cannot stop it.
I see your life become unstoppable from now
in the name of Jesus.
Your life becomes unstoppable from now in the name of Jesus.
So what are the requirements for accessing revelation of the word?
What are the requirements?
Number one is that it is a must
to be born again.
It is a must.
There is no benefit that God sees.
Anyone that is a dead person.
He's dead.
So it takes being born again to come back to life.
That is when our spirit is revived.
That is when we can begin to comprehend
what the word of God is saying.
Otherwise, you will just be reading the letter and the spirit.
You will just be reading the letters.
And then the letter kills it.
Be committed to walking
And he called us to be just.
He said, labor not to be rich. He said, I just want to be rich. Just want to be okay. And that is it.
You can see the level of his understanding.
So if the blessing is now coming, it doesn't get to you. It's not God. That's what he sees from the world.
So finally, he continued to engage with every truth revealed.
The condition for more revelations to come is that when you see a truth, let it rule your mind. Let it change your behavior. If it doesn't affect you, then it will be another one will not come. Because the one you had yesterday, you didn't use it. But immediately, Baba said, once he sees it, he dives in. He dives in. So if you are the diving kind of person, then more revelations will keep coming.
Praise the Lord. I pray for us that this month we will enjoy unusual help of the Holy Ghost more than ever before in the name of Jesus. More than ever before in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's rise up on our feet and ask for the help of
God. Words of light,
help me.
Words of hope, my eyes of give us strength. Help us hope in this world where we roam.